I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. You've probably heard the news. The Trump administration is taking its fight against California's so-called sanctuary laws to court. The state recently passed legislation that limits when and how local law enforcement can cooperate with federal immigration officials, legislation that Attorney General Jeff Sessions laid into when he visited California this week.
We are going to fight these irrational, unfair, unconstitutional policies.
That's Sessions announcing the Justice Department's lawsuit against California. He was speaking at an event for law enforcement officers in Sacramento.
We are fighting to make your job safe. We are fighting to help you reduce crime in America, not increase it. We are fighting for a lawful system of immigration. And we intend to win this fight.
For more on this, I'm joined by Monica Campbell. She's the World's Global Nation editor. So what's at stake here with this lawsuit, Monica?
Well, California has been consistently challenging the Trump administration on immigration. Now the Trump administration is hitting California hard with this lawsuit, saying, you know, enough with these sanctuary-style laws. They certainly don't want other states to go as boldly as California has been on these types of laws. So there's a lot at stake. Ultimately, it's whether Trump will see his immigration agenda complicated as it is being complicated in California.
I mean, California, it seems, is really primed for a fight, but we are still seeing more immigrants arrested in California, and ICE agents are auditing businesses asking for employees' papers. Tell us what you've been seeing, and based on your reporting, what are the implications with all this?
Well, at the community level, there's a lot more organization. You have people have set up neighborhood watch style networks so people can text or call in if they see an ICE van or agents in the area. And those networks are becoming really active right now. But I also went to a more rural part of California where there's a large undocumented immigrant population. I met a farmer there. His name is Patrick Vincent Ricciuti. And in some ways, he represents where we might be going with all of this, what happens if this crackdown continues. And he used to grow stone fruit, so peaches, and his business was audited by immigration agents, ICE, years ago under Obama. And he had to lay off a lot of his workforce, and he changed his business to olive oil, which he says is less labor intense and it's more mechanized.
So Patrick changed his business to rely less on manual workers, immigrants, undocumented workers. Was that the idea?
Right. But he still subcontracts out workers for the harvest when he needs them. And what he's done is he hires those seasonal workers through somebody else. And here's what he said about that.
We just hire the contractor. It's not our responsibility to verify. We don't know what the labor contractor's, you know, obligations are and how they do their checking. It's all on them.
What is his take on the Trump administration suing California over these sanctuary-style laws?
Well, he's a longtime Republican. He voted for Trump, but he also understands why California is pushing back. Ultimately, he believes that Trump is doing well in terms of emphasizing stronger border security and trying to stop more immigration. But he's also really anxious for this big fix. And perhaps he says Trump will force that fix. Right now, his main worry is that so long as this battle is going on, that people like him, employers, along with people and workers, are being squeezed. And he's worried that farmers are going to be worried about hiring people while looking over their shoulder for ICE, or that people may not want to show up to work. They may start going back to their home countries, and that things could get pretty dire. And this is what he said.
This state and the other states would be shut down, and the crops would rot in the fields, would not get harvested, would not get planted. They haven't found a machine yet to pick a strawberry. They haven't found a machine yet to pick a table grape, okay? But it's going to come, and it's going to be a sacrifice of higher costs to the consumer and less availability of quality.
Monica, it strikes me that this lawsuit could go on for a while and tie up the lives of a lot of people.
Absolutely. And I mean, in the Central Valley of California, Marco, you know, what often people, they call it the breadbasket of America, you have one of the largest undocumented populations in America living there. And you have people wanting to work, and you have farmers wanting to hire them. And ICE is increasing its operations in this part of the state, especially, you know, going to the farms and saying, hand over your papers of your employees. We need to check these people out. And what's going to happen? I mean, if you're a farmer like this guy, he's actually, you know, he's moving to an industry, olive oil, that requires fewer hands. So are we going to see basically a complete transformation of our agricultural system here in California, people going to crops that don't require as many people, that can be automated? And that's what he was implying.
The World's Monica Campbell with our weekly immigration check-in. Thanks very much, Monica.
You're welcome, Marco.